Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, and I'm a research student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. At the dawn of 1834, Barbuda stood at the threshold of an historic event, the abolition of slavery, with the benefits and obligations of emancipation remaining unclear to much of the enslaved population. As the date approached on August 1st, Governor and Commander-in-Chief of Barbados, Major General Sir Lionel Smith, issued a proclamation. Appearing in the Barbadian on this day, February 5, 1834, it sought to clarify the forthcoming changes in order to ensure that those on the brink of freedom gained a comprehensive understanding of both the rights they would attain and their responsibilities. The proclamation declared that on August 1st, all enslaved individuals would be free from absolute slavery, but they would enter a period of apprenticeship under their current owners, a system that was supposedly designed to ease this transition. For instance, those involved in cultivation, sugar manufacturing, and trades were set to serve as apprentices for 6 years, ending in 1840, while domestic servants would have a shorter apprenticeship period of 4 years, ending in 1838. The governor explained that the difference in apprenticeship lengths was because agricultural workers benefited from legal provisions that allowed them additional time off compared to domestic workers. This adjustment aimed to balance their obligations under the new system. The proclamation also introduced significant legal protections, such as female apprentices could no longer be punished by the whip or cat, or imprisonment by their owners. Any offenses would instead be handled by magistrates sent from England to ensure impartiality. Additionally, children under the age of 6 and all children born after August 1, 1834 would be granted full freedom. However, their parents were required by law to support them, or they would enter a form of servitude until the age of 21. While emphasizing the benefits of the new system, the proclamation also warned against neglect of duty and urged the enslaved to be dutiful to all those entitled to their services. Governor Smith stressed, quote, "You cannot fail now to understand the advantages secured to you by the King and Parliament, but you must be orderly and industrious and do your duty honestly and faithfully to your present owners. The law is strong and the law will punish you if you do not work," unquote. This proclamation came as part of a broader effort to implement the Abolition of Slavery Act across the British Empire, with the British government allocating £20 million to compensate slave owners. Before closing with the royal salutation of "God Save the King," the document called for cooperation and good conduct from the enslaved population. A proclamation issued by Governor and Commander-in-Chief Sir Lionel Smith, which aimed to provide clarity on the rights and obligations of the enslaved population as they approached the historic abolition of slavery, set to take effect on August 1st, was published in the Barbadian on this day, February 5th, 1834.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.